Quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
SunTrump would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looks so good. It's a message from SunTrump, the St. Louis Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock, two locations to serve you. West County Volvo in Manchester and SunTrump Volvo of O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Get Associated Press news and photos free on your mobile device. Search App Mobile in iTunes, Android, or visit getappmobile.com. App Mobile, where the news gets its news.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
White dog crap!
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, this is it, the last day, April 30th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. And let me tell you something, you want to stay tuned here, because anybody who thinks they may be looking at knee replacement surgery or knows anybody in the family or a friend or coworker, you are going to want to hear what I have to tell you about a couple of seminars coming up, because there are lots of people who thought they were going to have knee replacement surgery, but Associated Physicians Group showed them otherwise. We tell you who a couple of people in the room are, starting with the control board operator. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hiva Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No. No, I didn't. What did you think I said? Replace their what?
Knees.
No, knees.
Oh.
Knees. It's not a seminar on replacing cheese. He got all upset. He thought they were going to be talking people out of eating cheese. Wow. No. That's nothing. You misheard. Not rat boy. How about it for Bruce Lipperst and the all-boy orchestra?
You.
Yeah. Bill Clevelin is on the way. He'll be here in a minute or so. But I have a couple of seminars that I want you to know about. And they're being put on, and they've done these before, and they're tremendously successful. Associated Physicians Group. Associated Physicians Group They're in the pain management and physical therapy business. And what they do, and they do it very well, is many times keep people from having to have surgery they thought they were going to have. Turns out they didn't have to have it at all. They just needed really great pain management physical therapy people like the ones they have at the three Associated Physicians Group locations, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. Now, here's the deal. This knee replacement thing, I don't know what happened that all of a sudden human men especially seem to all need knee replacement. Does it seem like every other person you meet at a certain point has to have knees replaced? Remember, we took our last trip. We've taken 14 years. We've taken trips with listeners. And Brian, good friend of the show, good, solid, loyal listener, has been on, I don't know, six trips with us, has had both his knees replaced. And he's 40 what? Something? Yeah, 40-something.
I think he played football or something.
Yeah. Well, listen to this pretty impressive number. The folks at Associated Physicians Group have over 5,000 success stories of people who found an alternative to knee replacement. 5,000! That's 10,000 knees.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Think of it that way. Well, it's multiplication. Each person has two knees.
Two times five.
Now, I don't know if all the people, some of them may have been looking at one knee, but I'll bet you if they had one, what was right down the road, or at least they thought, the other knee. So what's going to happen is they're going to have two upcoming alternative to knee replacement seminars. And that's exactly what we're talking here. We're alternatives to knee replacement. Look, I don't think there's anybody who, given the choice, well, you can have surgery and have knee replacement, or we have another idea. Well, let's hear the other idea. Well, here's the other idea. And at these seminars, you know how at some seminars they give you a cookie or something, a glass of Kool-Aid? Great meals at these seminars. See, they know how to get people like me to go. Mm-hmm. Food. And great information about people who are suffering from osteoarthritis in the knees, and they want to learn about an alternative or alternatives to knee replacement. Non-surgical options to knee pain. If your knees are stiff in the morning, now how I have not needed it at this point, I don't know. And I guess, and again, I joke about this a lot, but maybe there is something to be said for, I don't put my knees under a lot of stress except for my weight. Holding my, everything from the knee up on my knees is a little stress, but so far I'm not there. But if your knees are stiff in the morning, if they hurt when you go up and down stairs, if you take medication for knee pain, if there are a lot of activities that you'd like to participate in but you can't because of pain that's in or around your knees, if you've been told that you need knee replacement surgery and you want to avoid that, this is for you. Here we go. Monday, May 6th, which is next Monday, noon, Edison's Entertainment Complex. It's a brand new facility in Edwardsville on South State Route 157. Then Thursday, May 9th, the following Thursday, one's the 6th, one's the 9th, 8 o'clock in the morning, the Egg and I Restaurant in O'Fallon, Illinois, Regency Park. There you have it. You go, wait, that sounds interesting. I hope I remember this by the time I get home. We've made this real simple for you. If you're the least bit interested in finding out not just about what a few people have done, but thousands of people have done successfully through Associated Physicians Group, then go to frankopinion.com, click on the sponsor tab. You will see APG, Associated Physicians Group. Click it. Seminar information is right there on their site. We linked you right to it, and you can't miss it. It says seminars, and these dates and places are on there. Again, the first one is next Monday, May 6th, and the following Thursday, May 9th, both over in Illinois. Good luck. You may very well have your life changed by these seminars, avoiding a surgery that you thought you were going to have APG, Associated Physicians Group. These are people who they absolutely know what they're doing. And it's a very impressive, I would say, operation, but three operations, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, under the direction of Dr. William Tom. He is from Millstadt, Illinois. A lot of times people go, hey, he's a local boy. Well, he is, and he knows what he's doing. APG, all pain gone. That's the way I like to think of it, APG,
apgpain.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Everybody, good Tuesday afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Great.
Good. Well, the mayor of San Diego, one of my favorite cities in the United States, mayor of San Diego says he wants Mitt Romney to be the honorary chairman of their bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Mm. Mitt, of course, would be ideal for the job because he says he has binders full of athletes.
The old joke going back to campaign.
Politics.
Thanks for remembering, by the way.
You're welcome.
Well, Monday was Latin night on Dancing with the Stars, and who cares?
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I don't know. Latin night on Dancing with the Stars, where celebrities put their dances from two different continents. That's where it was. Sorry, somebody talked over my
phone. Yeah, it was me. Sorry.
Laura Bush gave CNN a tour of the new George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Of course, because it was a CNN, it was misidentified as the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum.
He almost did it without stumbling.
Yeah, almost. Here's a new study. Finds that stress and hard work can actually lead to a longer life.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. Or as the Kardashians are reporting it, please pray for us.
They should have been dead 10 years ago.
Yeah. And finally,
there's some hard workers, those Kardashians. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. Well, a man in Georgia has been arrested for pushing his kids in a stroller while he was drunk. Mm. Police say they could tell the man was drunk because his kids are in their late 20s. Saved it at the end.
Yeah,
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Well, he does not like it when you step on it. Whew, you talk about his jokes.
His material gets tainted.
I failed to acknowledge this lady, Norma Jean, and I'm probably going to mess this last name up, Minogue or Minogue. Did you guys talk about her, the baton twirling champion who passed away from St. Louis?
No.
She twirled baton until she was in her 70s, and she taught thousands of obviously mostly girls, to twirl baton. And the reason that I was interested in this story is when I was a kid, every girl had a baton.
Yep.
Every little girl had a baton. And you'd go to parades, and they'd have baton twirling squads and twirling the baton. I mean, on a break at school or out on the playground, the girls would throw their batons up and twirl. And the baton business, they sold a ton of batons years ago. And I don't know how big the baton business is now, but I kind of miss it.
Oh, my daughter did that in grade school and in middle school for a while, and they still have big competitions and everything.
I always enjoyed baton twirling, and there was something, and I don't know why, but there was something very feminine about it. Girls were cute twirling the baton, but if you think about it, it's like juggling. There's nothing feminine about twirling a baton.
Oh, Baton just, Bob, he...
Well, that, yeah, Baton yeah, Bob was yeah, the exception. This lady died a couple weeks ago at the age of 82, and she was considered one of the best baton twirlers in the country. And I mention it because she was from St. Louis. Took up baton twirling in the fourth grade at Our Lady of Sorrow School in St. Louis. Her first baton was a broomstick. And she went on to become state champion. She won a bunch of national titles and graduated from Cleveland High School in 1948. Formed the Aubuchon Twirling Drill Team, which was an elite group, one of the first baton twirling teams in the United States. You know, when they do that, throw it way up, and then they turn.
Yeah, they twirl.
And catch it.
Yeah.
They're spinning around on the ground. It's spinning around, and they come out, boom, and it lands right in their hand. I'm telling you, man, and I'm not ashamed to say this. I tried to twirl a baton when I was a little boy.
I did too.
Well, because I couldn't, I couldn't help it. I thought, well, shoot, if a girl could do this, I could do it. No, I couldn't. You hit yourself in the head.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and they were metal. I mean, they could be.
Yeah.
I can vividly remember. Remember the white caps?
The knobs. Yeah.
They were like the feet on a chair.
And one was bigger, and the other one was a little skinnier or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And what was that about? For
balance? I guess so.
So, rest in peace, the great baton twirler, Norma Jean. No, I'm sorry. No, yeah, Norma Jean Minogue. I guess she later became Norma Jean, or her maiden name was Aubuchon. I may have messed that up, but it's a good story. Who sent the $150?
Well, actually,
during the break, we got another bid for our St. Jude thing.
Rex sent $100, and then a guy named Steve sent $50.
Oh, so we're at we're at $2,150.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
$2,150, and we still have spots at our table, our trivia table. Folks, this is becoming too difficult. It's like pulling teeth here. We need some money. I'm not going to withhold the joke or boycott the joke. Those people that he just mentioned saved the joke for him. But we're not finished. I need more money tomorrow. So sleep on it if you would. Jason Aldean is getting a divorce for you country music fans. I don't really know much about him. I'm not as up on the new country stuff as I should be, but I know he's a big deal, and he's been married 10 years. And they caught him, I guess, about 6 months ago, making out with he was an American Idol contestant, I think. He was making out with one of the contestants, and he was married. Well, sure enough, he's filed for divorce now. So.
Whoops.
That's what happens. You just can't make out with anybody.
No. No.
It always leads to something. The lady who was on the air here before we came on, because I was in the car. I know it's John Brown. I can't think of her name. I think it's Trish. No. She said, it's that
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman is her name. She said on the air, I'm a nagger. Can you say that?
Yes.
You can.
Yeah, nagger's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You nag somebody. Because I get confused. It's,
yeah.
No, it's that's, confusing what you can and can't say.
To nag someone, you would be in.
Now, they're saying that they found female DNA on the whatever was left of one of these pressure cooker bombs. How does DNA survive a bomb blast?
I don't know.
How can that be?
That's unreal.
And how does any part of the thing survive? I mean, I don't even know how there are fragments of anything left when something like that happens.
Well, it's built to, that's what hurts the people is all the fragments.
Yeah.
It's built to just not just disintegrate. It's built to just
But it would seem to me that whatever DNA or piece of, like, what, she touched it? Like, the heat would just dissolve any remnants. I don't know.
How about that piece of the plane from 9/11 that was found the other day?
Oh, my goodness, 11 years later or 12 years later.
In between an 18-inch space between two buildings, it sat there for...
Wouldn't you think that right after that happened, they would have scoured...
Yeah, a lot of people are mad that they missed this.
I mean, it was two blocks away.
Yeah.
You'd think they would have looked
like at what else was
within,
missed.
Yeah, within 10 blocks. Dan, you're a smoker. Peon, you're a smoker. Peon, you're too young to remember this. This is one of those things that comes into my head, like a lot of things. I don't know where it came from. It just hit me the other day out of nowhere. I'd rather fight than switch.
Yes.
What was the cigarette?
Oh, I'd rather fight than switch. Carlton?
I think it was Territon.
Territon, it was, I think.
And you don't know this, Peon, but... It was a guy in the TV commercials and the print ads, a guy with a black eye.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd rather fight, meaning he didn't want any other cigarette than a
Territon. Yes.
Yeah.
Territon. Was there a Carlton cigarette?
Us Territon smokers would rather fight than switch.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought of that. I think just before you die, you just start thinking of things that have never come into your head for a long time. Channel 4, you're my favorite news at night, especially now that you're smart enough to put Steve Savard on as the anchor at 10 o'clock. But I got to tell you, last night, you disappointed me. There was a reporter. They were doing a show on it's something about restaurants. And I went back and listened again, and I wrote it down exactly as the Channel 4 reporter asked the question. And the question was, if some of those places were not inspected, can you trust that they're safe to eat at?
Oh, to eat at?
Come on. Did you go to journalism school? Come on. Are they safe to eat at? You need a refresher course, whoever you are, and I don't know the reporter's name. Now, this is disgusting. I'm just going to tell you, but it's an actual legitimate story, and it's worth hearing about and listening to. Up in Canada... University of Saskatchewan, there is a professor. He has come out and said that not only can you pick and eat your boogers, they may very well be good for you.
Good for you.
You are like consuming pathogens caught within the mucus that could be a way to teach your immune system
to fight it off.
Yes.
Like probiotics.
According to Scott Knapper, a biochemistry professor who has some credentials. He says, I have two beautiful daughters, and they spend an amazing amount of time with their fingers up their noses, and without fail, it goes right to their mouth. They could just be fulfilling what we were truly meant to do, that your body wants to eat boogers.
I'm going to save mine up till I have enough for a sandwich.
Now, okay, speaking of that,
I sprinkle mine on the salad.
Spread it on. Booger lettuce, tomato, BLT.
Spread it on
salad.
Like mayo.
All right, now, speaking of saving up, again, not a joke. This act, Newtown, Connecticut, the site of that horrible shooting, they have found in a guy's house, this guy has been saving and storing his own urine. He had 300 gallons of his own urine. And what's frustrating, that's what's frustrating about the story. Well, here he is right now, saving his urine. What's frustrating is nowhere in the article do they say why he did it.
I guess they don't know yet.
They didn't release his name.
Interview.
He's not been, and by the way, he's not been charged with anything. What's the charge?
Right.
If I want to store my urine, I should be able to do it. They found just gallons, 300 gallon jugs of urine, and he said it was his urine.
Yeah, there are some people that use it to, they drink it, they wash their hair with it.
They bathe in it.
Yeah, I think it's good for them.
For what it's worth, the average person produces about 6 cups of urine a day.
Holy cow, how long did it take to get 300 gallons in?
I don't know. Well, you'd have to get the thing out and go, how many cups? No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. It doesn't matter. 300 gallons.
That's how many pounds in a gallon?
We're not talking about that, Lauren. Now, in the last story, and we'll keep it in the same disgusting department. And look, we a couple times a year we have these stories, and we'll never understand these people or how they get to be this deranged. They have gone into a trailer, a mobile home in Detroit. This happened last Friday. They found the corpse of a 72-year-old woman sitting on a sofa, decomposed. The guy, Dennis McCauley, 64, who lived there, was arrested. The officer said there was a pungent smell of decay when they went in, and he looked over, and there on the sofa, just to the right of the front door, is this rotted corpse, this woman, who obviously had been dead for at least 6 months, partially dried out. The man told her name was Anne Marquis, said he didn't kill her, and an autopsy confirmed she died of natural causes. But check this out. He was arraigned yesterday, and for failing to report a death, he's charged with failing to report a death, charged with mutilation of a corpse, larceny, uttering. What is uttering?
Uttering.
He was charged with uttering.
Oh.
And publishing.
U-T-T-E-R?
Yeah.
I would think she would have to have breasts to do that.
No, that's utter, U-D-D.
Yeah.
And publishing involving Social Security checks, identity theft. So he was apparently cashing her.
In the law of countries, he's legal, uttering is a crime similar to forgery.
Okay, he was cashing her Social Security checks. Now, they said when they found the body, and again, this is a rotted, 6 months dead at least, 72, they found the body, the upper arm was separated from the right shoulder.
I guess just over time.
No. They determined that happened right after she died. He apparently took her arm off for some reason.
Maybe
and then
he was
set
using
it back next to it.
Maybe he was using.
Oh, brother!
Oh, Dan, see now that's sick. Sick. You took it. You took it to the
rigor mortis.
No, he was using her hand.
Formed it into a
for
yeah.
Play-Doh.
They, folks, let me make something real clear here. I don't condone
disgusting
what these two do. I don't participate in it. I'm sorry I even laughed. I was nervous laughing.
I've dead HJ.
new term, DHJ. again, I don't think that's funny.
No.
Ladies, get in here, please.
800 days, by the way. What's to collect that much urine?
About 300 gallons of urine takes 800 days.
800 days, so almost 3 years. A day, so, yeah. It's a lot of...
I love prison jokes. This is a great prison joke. And for those of you who don't know it, and I'm not kidding about this, a lot of prisons are like farms. The prisoners farm land, and they supply fruits and vegetables, you know, and the prison system makes money that way. There are prisons that are... they have carpentry shops. They make furniture and stuff. This is the story of a prison farm, and all the prisoners are assigned different jobs on the farm. The prison owns this land, and they have, you know, cattle and chickens and whatever, and the prisoners work the farm. Now, in prison, when a prisoner becomes kind of trusted by the guards and has been on good behavior, he's kind of put in charge of like a cell block or an area, kind of like being the platoon leader, you know, in a group of recruits. Well, he calls one of the new prisoners, younger prisoners, over, who's working on this farm, and he says, "I think it's about time you experienced a little prison sex." And the guy says, "Oh," he says, I don't go for that. I mean, I hear the stories and all in prison, but no, I not interested. He said, "Well, you can be interested or not, but that's what's going to happen. Or I go back and tell the warden that you were sandbagging out here on the farm, not pulling your weight, and you're going to be in solitary. How's that sound to you? I'll write up a report. You'll be in solitary confinement. So you either let me have my way with you or, you know, suffer the consequences." The guy says, "Oh, man, this was my worst nightmare coming to prison, that this would happen." And he goes, "Well, the time has come. Drop your pants. Bend over." And the guy says, "No, please, no." And he says, "Look, I'm not going to be forceful or brutal here. It's prison. We just do what we have to do. But I'm not out to make you suffer. So here's what we'll do. If you like it, and you might like it, start singing, and I'll know you like it. If you don't like it, make an animal sound. That way none of the other people around here will know what's going on when we're in the barn. They'll just hear an animal sound. They'll think, oh, well, it's just an animal. We're on a farm. Like a cow. Make a sound of a cow. Moo, you know. If you don't like it, just make a moo sound. But if you like it, start singing." You gotta go, "Oh." So they go in the barn. And his supervisor at the prison starts having his way with him. And I mean, 10 seconds into it, this guy, "Moo! Moo! 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 Moon River!"
All right, let's see how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have southbound 170 traffic jamming up a little bit south of Page, a little bit north of Olivet's, all the way down through Highway 64. 64 is slow from Clarkson into Mason. Your heavy pockets again from Lindbergh into Big Bend, and that's all baseball and hockey traffic. Southbound Lindbergh, that was a solid jam between north of Olive down through Highway 64. Southbound 270, that was slow now near Olive, south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 looks a little bit better. You're slow west of 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Still have that slowdown, though, from 370 through 79 on the downtown bridge approaches on eastbound 64. It's looking pretty good. You're just slow as you approach the bridge. Northbound 55 That is heavy now, a little north of Park. And it looks like they're still working with this accident northbound 170 at before Page. It had a lane blocked, and traffic is backed up to Forest Park Parkway. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover Card. Discover's new IT card is a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness. The IT card thinks annual fees are ridiculous. Get the new IT card at discover.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
At Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're going to have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
World. 10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with a good housekeeping seal of approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The good housekeeping seal of approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com.
That's Window World. It's finally here. Spring. The beginning of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family and friends. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. Especially now while spring is springing. You'll get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And the service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of the beautiful city of Florissant. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love our safe, fun, historic city, and we want to share it with you. Come enjoy the first celebration of spring by enjoying the 50th anniversary of our Valley of Flowers Festival, a gold standard of community events in the county. The festival begins Friday night, May 3rd at the Knights Grounds and ends there with the parade and Queen's Crowning Sunday, May 5th. Also, come to the James J. Egan Center and enjoy our world-renowned theater's entertainment under a big tent with a big bubble blower and a big pirate ship Friday and Saturday with lots of food and free admission to all. Festival activities include live music, barbecue, baseball, crafts, flea and flower market, children's activities, a classic car show, carnival rides, games, and more. Sunday's parade features queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, a marching mayor, and fun galore. Visit FlorestandMo.com, click on the focus. Hope to see you there.
There's nothing subliminal about getting hungry. Hungry. It usually hits you with the subtlety of a ton of bricks. Hungry, hungry. Now that your stomach has your full attention, you need to rectify the situation with something made to order from the fresh food specialists at the home of the grilled sub. Subliminal subs. Subliminal subs. I just said that subliminally. That was you? I thought it was my stomach talking. This is your stomach talking. Subliminal subs, grilled subs, and more. You know you want one. Subliminal subs are made to order by fresh food specialists. With grilled and specialty subs, fresh salads, soups, and drinks. And for a limited time, you can get breakfast sausage biscuits for 99 cents at participating locations. Subliminal subs. As locations on both sides of the river. In Illinois, you'll find subliminal subs in O'Fallon on Highway 50, on South Main in Waterloo, and in the Edwardsville Troy area on Edwardsville Road off I-55, exit 18. And in Missouri, there's the newest location in the Westport Plaza, coming soon to Millstadt in the Central West End. Go to subliminalsubs.com for the full menu, locations, and phone numbers. Subliminal Subs. You know you want one.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start over. Time to go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, and you know who makes that possible. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And folks, if your conscience starts to bother you tonight and you go, man, I should give some money to St. Jude and help those guys out, you can email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Frank Opinion. This is serious. This is serious. St. Jude Children's Hospital. Just email me and say, wow, I can't sleep tonight. Here's $500 or here's $1,000 or whatever it is. I would appreciate that. So think about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Thompson Price presents Mike Evans.
Hi, Ian.
He's wound up today. He's wound up.
Hi, Ian.
No.
Anyway.
Nope.
Okay. Pop quiz question, name the name of the dead celebrity that a street's going to be named after. Is it, finally, John Belushi in Chicago? Heath Ledger in Sydney, Australia? Amy Winehouse in London? Answer in just a minute. Last week, I predicted that within weeks, at least one professional athlete would come out of the closet. Yesterday, of course, we find out Jason Collins, Washington Wizards, comes out of the closet. I guarantee you more will come. But last week, I had a little inkling that someone was coming out in the pro sports world, and that's who it turned out to be. Is it true? Years ago, Jay-Z had a baby with a Canadian woman. Quietly set her up in a nice home in Los Angeles, pays all the child and mom's expenses, often visits the daughter. Beyonce knows all about it. I get this little item from two impeccable sources.
I don't think those people, that stuff doesn't bother them.
I guess not. Movie news, Johnny Depp has made Tonto his own character in the new Lone Ranger. Johnny Depp's Tonto is a con artist, a mystic, a bit crazy. Reminds me an awful lot of Jack Sparrow.
Mm.
Director Jerry Bruckheimer says that as a kid, the Lone Ranger was his hero. And to this day, he still has his Lone Ranger lunchbox that he used to take to school with him sitting on his desk in his office here in Hollywood.
Hey, when I was a kid, I had the silver bullet. I remember when it came in the mail. I was so excited. Oh, my goodness. I opened it up, and there was a silver bullet and a badge and a note to me from the Lone Ranger.
You know who I met?
Clayton Moore.
Jay Silverheels.
Get out of here.
Got it.
Tonto himself.
That's right.
Whew.
You talk with forked tongue.
What's wrong with your voice?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You turned into Herman Munster.
Nicki Minaj.
No.
No way.
Will make her movie debut in the film The Other Woman. Co-starring Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not going to play The Other Woman. I'm going to play another part.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah. The person playing the other woman is Kate Upton.
Upton
girl.
After the White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Obama invited a few over to the living quarters of the White House, including Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Claire Danes, Nicole Kidman, Sofia Vergara, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
And Michael Douglas.
He was
Michael was boss. There by himself. His wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, has been hospitalized again with her bipolar issue.
Oh.
I guess you don't say no if the president says, hey, come on, go to the White House for a drink.
Yeah.
I got to get to bed.
Yeah.
I think it's something you don't decline.
Probably not. As the Jackson family AEG suit continues, we're hearing that an average day for Michael Jackson involved drinking a couple of bottles of wine, snorting a little cocaine, and doing codeine, Oxycontin, Xanax, smoking pot, and a nightcap of propofol.
Who among us has not had that day?
Holy cow. Wow.
Man, how did he stay alive as long as he did?
Really? Kill him.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable that anybody could do that much drugs. You would think that it would affect his whole body.
Mm-hmm.
No, it did. It turned him white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's
turned him white like old dog doo-doo.
What?
Dog doo-doo turns white when it just sits out.
Bogey?
You comparing Michael Jackson to old dog doo-doo?
No.
No. He turned white.
Poo-poo turned white, doozer.
He's asking his dog if his poop turns white.
Tell your daddy. Does he turn white, doozer? Bogey's not confirming that.
Does Bogey know? Is he aware that you like Bo, the original Bo, better than you like him?
No, but I'm gonna break news right now. Here it comes. Right. Hey, Bogey, I like Beauregard a lot better than you. He was a good dog.
That's the cruelest thing I've ever heard. How do we know they don't understand English? That's so cruel.
Who picks up Doozer's doo-doo?
I do. I just picked it up today, in fact.
I'll leave it out for a couple of days. It'll turn white.
I leave it about as long as I can before Cheryl goes, your backyard's full of dog shine. Odds and ends, Michael Jordan spent $10 million on his wedding last weekend.
Who hasn't? 30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And he has a prenup that's ongoing. He gives his wife $1 million every year that they're married. That's the prenup.
Wow.
Universal Amusement Parks will offer new ticket packaging this summer. No waiting in lines. Go straight to the front of the lines. $300 per ticket per person.
Great deal.
Man.
Disney may follow. And finally,
we're going to make it.
Name the name of the dead person they're going to name a street after. Amy Winehouse, John Belushi, or Heath Ledger.
Belushi.
Winehouse.
I go Belushi.
They got skinny streets in England. Makes sense. It'd be Amy Winehouse. I'm Mike Evans. See you.
Told you. I knew the answer. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price. You have a dentist? You hate your dentist? Your dentist died? Dentist move away? You just realized after all this time, I can't stand going to my dentist. Get another dentist. DeBallis Dental Care. There you go. Made it easy. 40 years this year, 1973, made my first visit to DeBallis Dental Care and have never wanted to go anywhere else, and that's exactly what I think is going to happen to you. You're going to wonder, why would I ever want to go anywhere else for dental work? They're at the corner of DeBallis and Clayton Roads. They have 10 chairs, 10 patients can be taken care of, yet in no way is it assembly line dentistry. The person-to-person care is incredible. You probably don't even know and are not aware that going to the dentist can be this kind of experience. But that'll change if you accept my invitation to go where I've gone for 40 years, Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, if you want to know more. And by the way, you can get in. You're not going to hear this. Well, I'm sorry, we're not taking any new patients. They'd love to have you, especially because you're AM and the PM, and they love AM and the PMers. BallasDentalCare.com.
Got two games downtown. I'm sure traffic's getting a little crazy right now. Let's check it with Tim Weiland, Airborne. Tim?
Traffic's kind of a nightmare, and I thought Mike Evans, when he said he picks up his dog to-do, said, hey, I'll send you some. I thought he was going to say do that.
Well, that's the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Why would he say
that? You're
sick.
Why
would he say that?
Wow,
something wrong with you, Tim.
Hey, what do you mean? I thought I fit right in.
No, you know what? You did. You're out now.
Okay. Hey, we do have kind of a mess on 170, and you had a stalled vehicle on northbound 170 just north of 64. You had a stalled vehicle blocking on the left lane on southbound 170 just north of Highway 64. 64 is kind of our mess coming in. You're slow between 141 and Mason. You're jamming up from Ballast all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 270, same thing. You're jamming up now. You're slow at Olive, but jamming up from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141 the same way. Extremely heavy this afternoon from approaching Big Bend down through Highway 44. Also, the lights are on red flash. Thank you, Dan Strauss, for letting me know this. Lights are on red flash at the Earth City Expressway and St. Charles Rock Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover Card. Discover's new IT card is a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live, around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness. The IT card. Thinks annual fees are ridiculous. Get the new IT card at discover.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today,
636-230-5800. Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
For only $15 a night, see more than 30 dance companies at the Spring to Dance Festival over Memorial Day weekend at the Two Hill. Click dancestlouis.org.
Go ahead, make my night. Send me an email, frankopinion@yahoo.com tonight, and surprise me and say you got some money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. I want to blow them away with our contribution. It's been a pleasure. 6 o'clock, Big 550. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.